Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to your real illuminating moment.
Let the devil know you gonna bring trials, you gonna bring things to try to afflict me, but I'm determined to bring God's word to you, Satan, because God cannot lie. God cannot lie. God cannot lie. God cannot lie. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We sometimes allow the world to shut us down. Shut your mouth. I think about them apostles. They lock them up, put them in jail, and then turn around and tell me, we'll work a bargain deal with you. In other words, we'll let you go, but don't preach that Jesus no more. You might well lock me back up. You might well put me back in jail. Because every chance I get, I'm going to call on the name of Jesus. Hey, yeah. Every chance I get, I'm going to call on the name of Jesus. No need to even let me out. Because I'm going to be back at it again. What y'all say about it? Come on, don't fool me. What you say about it? No trials come on every hand. I feel like going on. Oh, you're the Busata. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe when I said, and I believe when the word says, no weapon. I wish I had some real people in here. No weapon. I said, no weapon that's formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rise in judgment thou shalt condemn. It ain't gonna work. Look at somebody, tell them it won't work. Come on, look at them real serious and tell them it won't work. Tell them I might have to go through, but it won't work. I may have to cry, but it won't work. I may have aches and pain, but it won't work. Glory to God. I'll be back up jumping again. Praise the name of God. Y'all be nice now, be nice. Be nice. Be nice, man. Glory to God. Oh, my, 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 yeah. My. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God been talking to us, saints. God been preaching to us. He been sending messages of warning. And here we are now facing the challenges. But you ought to take that word and hide it in your heart, that you might not sin against God. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. Folk that play in church, they're going to fold up and go home, because they're not going to be able to stand. Glory to God. If folk been just saying stuff with their mouth, they ain't going to make it. But if you got this in your heart, glory to God. If it's in your heart, if it's in your soul, if it's in your inner being, it don't mean that we may not be knocked down, brothers and sisters. Don't misunderstand me. It don't mean we may not be knocked down, but we're not going to be knocked out. I'm getting up and I'm going to fight some more. I'm getting up and I'm going to fight some more. I'm getting up and I'm going to fight some more. It ain't over. Look at somebody and tell them it's not over. until God says it's over. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You hang around here, I done tell you, if you ain't want to come, I'm going to drag you. Glory to God. Ain't nothing in the kingdom going to lose. I said, ain't nothing in the kingdom going to lose. The world going to fold up. All the kingdoms the world has built, they're going to fall down. They're going to crumble. But we are in an eternal kingdom. I said, we are in an eternal kingdom. And it is forever. You building your hope and confidence on the things that you can see, they're only temporal. But the things that cannot be seen are eternal.
Yes, yes.
Build your hopes on things eternal.
Yes, yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Build your hopes on things eternal.
Yes.
Praise the name of God. Somebody shout glory in this place.
Yes.
Build your hope and confidence on things eternal. The world will shake you. The world will shake you up. The world will make you believe God done going to sleep. The Bible says scoffers will come and ask him, where is the Christ? He ain't come yet. Y'all been talking about that 2,000 years ago. Y'all been talking about that ever since you've been a child. Where is he? Where is he? Where is the God you've been depending on when trouble comes? Where is the God you've been depending on when you're going through affliction? Where is he? But the Bible said the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness. But it's long suffering to usward, and why? Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, why are we still here? Why hadn't Jesus yet come? Because he want people to come to repentance. I got to move on. And I told you from now on, I will move in the anointing. I will operate in what the Holy Spirit gives me to say and what he gives me to do. My brothers and sisters, don't just listen, but do what the word says. Do what the word, practice what the word says. And in the midst of all this, while the world is wondering what going to happen, and they're trying to be protected, when we were born again, we are protected. We're covered. Thank you, Jesus. And we're in the kingdom of God. And let me tell you something about the kingdom. No end and everything gets to the people who are in the kingdom. Are y'all talking to me in here? Glory to God. We are protected. And you must have, what was it, Bishop Johnson, that God really wants us to have? He wants us to have peace. Peace. Jesus went back to heaven. He says, he looked at his disciples and said, my peace I leave with you. So even though you're in this world, all the complications and all the things that the world is falling apart by, Jesus leave us with peace. And while everybody falling out and pulling their hair and biting their fingernails, we're sitting there because we know we're in his care.
Amen.
And we don't let the world shake us. We don't let the threats of the world move us. The word of God tells us we got to learn how to be steadfast and unmovable. Don't let every wind and doctrine shake you and push you here and there. Be steadfast. Be unmovable. That same God, when trouble is not here, is the same God you trust. When trouble comes, you still got to trust that same God. Thank you, Jesus. And stop letting these news media and these folks get you all up in there and excited. It's a shame how the world can move us. People jump when the media say something. But when God says something, they look like he ain't know what he's talking about. Help me, Holy Ghost. He's still God. You got a transformed mind. Uh-oh. You've been transformed by the renewing of your mind. God don't do things like the world does it.
That's right.
Mr. Bradshaw, he's still touching diseased people.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't come on up in here. The world telling you don't touch people. Bust them on the arm and give them. No, God, Jesus is still touching leprosies. He's touching people the world call unclean. Well, if he don't touch them, how can the unclean become clean? Okay, I done lost 50%. We done jumped right here. It's all over me. And it's keeping me alive. Yeah, as long as things quiet. As long as you ain't going through that, you're bopping and jumping. Yeah. Well, what happened to him? He left you? When I read my Bible, he said, Lord, I'm with you always. Somebody do your hand like the women do it always. You know how y'all get the sick of the head always. He ain't went nowhere. But we let the world pull in us. We let the world frighten us. We let the world shake us. Oh, you hear what they say? Well, you better look around and wonder what God's saying. I'm going somewhere. I was going another direction. Watch this. God sent Noah, who was a righteous man, to preach a message of repentance and say, come in the ark because it's going to rain. And you can be saved if you come in the ark. Watch this. Because the media said it ain't never rained. Because the media said scientifically, that's not going to happen. So here Noah was preaching and telling the people, just like today, the people are listening more to the media than they are listening to the preached word of God. Well, let me see what he's saying by Corolla, Corolla, or somebody. We nosy about the things that we don't really need to be nosy about, and the things we need to be nosy about, we ain't asking about that. What you should have been doing, what I need to be doing, is Googling how powerful is God. What can God do with sickness and diseases? What can God? That's where we ought to be. But we got it on. Let me see what they're saying about it now. He said, oh God, look how close you're getting. It ain't Camden, not God, that close. And sin closer than that eats some of our hearts and we ain't scared. Come on.
Hash. Power. Purpose. On the O.W. Prince Ministries Broadcasting Network.